First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuban foreign ministry official condemns campaign against Cuban international medical cooperation.
Cuba's economy minister briefs lawmakers on production, business, trade, and monetary measures.
Evo Morales names two possible successors in Bolivia's elections.
Chilean NGO detects caustic soda in water used by riot police.
And now the news in detail.
The Deputy Director for U.S. Affairs at the Cuban Foreign Ministry, Joana Tablada, has blasted the latest maneuver orchestrated by the OAS and its Secretary General, Luis Almagro, in support of the current U.S. smear campaign against Cuban international medical cooperation. In an interview with Radio Havana, Cuba, Tablada referred to a conference held Wednesday at the OAS headquarters in Washington to slander the island's medical assistance to third world nations. The Cuban diplomat said Almagro always is willing to accommodate the orders that he receives from the government of Donald Trump, thus displaying contempt for the needs of the peoples of Latin America. She noted that the current anti-Cuban stance by the U.S. government has no precedent and that the White House has crossed all lines of decency. They know very well what the real impact of Cuban medical aid all over the world is. It is very shameful that instead of helping out other countries to improve their medical and health indicators, they would go against one of the few countries that does.
The National Assembly of People's Power, the Cuban Parliament, is meeting in full Thursday to receive information on the progress of the economy and agriculture. Economy and Planning Minister Alejandro Gil is briefing lawmakers on the country's economic development in 2019 and the outlook for next year, this according to a report from Prensa Latina. The minister said that modest growth is expected following the implementation of measures in the productive business, territorial, mercantile, and monetary sectors. Agriculture Minister Gustavo Rodriguez is also reporting about the performance of the sector, which is vital for Cuba's urgent need to reduce imports. The country allocates significant resources for the purchase of food under adverse financial conditions due to the impact of the U.S. blockade, which seeks to overthrow the Cuban Revolution. Agriculture is also called upon to increase its exports to provide the necessary foreign income to contribute to the island's economic takeoff.
Bolivia says that President Evo Morales defended his right to be involved in politics on Tuesday and said he would campaign to help his Socialist Party win new elections. The leftist leader, in his first news conference since arriving in Argentina last week, said he planned to remain active in his Movement Towards Socialism Mass Party as it considers several names for candidacy in the next elections. I am not a candidate. I will not be a candidate, as things are, but I have the right to be politically active, Morales said. I'm convinced that we will win the upcoming elections again. Morales named Luis Arce Catacora, his former economy minister, and Andronico Rodriguez, a key coca farmer union boss, as potential mass presidential candidates. Catacora, 56, is a veteran member of MAS. He resigned from his post in November and sought refuge in Mexico along with Morales, but has voiced readiness to return to Bolivia to assume the MAS candidacy. Rodriguez, 29, was a key leader in the pro-Morales mobilization that took place after his resignation and has substantial support among young MAS supporters. In a recent poll, he ranked first with 17% among MAS candidates. A date for the next elections has not been set yet, but the month of March next year has been mentioned as a possibility.
Chile's Association of Doctors, Pharmaceutical Chemists and Health Resistance Movement report that traces of caustic soda and pepper spray compounds have been found in the sample of water launched by riot police against demonstrators. The report says that the compound is highly corrosive to direct contact and is outside any legal norm regarding the use of riot control elements. The investigation took place after a group of demonstrators delivered a sample of the water used to repel the protests in Chile, which was refrigerated for further processing. Caustic soda is caustic hydroxide, mainly used in the manufacture of pulp and paper, alumina, soap and detergents. The analysis reports shows that the water contains highly irritating elements with pH equal to 12 on a scale of 1 to 14, potentially deadly and capable of causing severe damage in the face of dermal contact, eye contact or accidental ingestion, it reads. According to a report released on November the 26th by Human Rights Watch, Chilean security forces committed serious human rights violations during the now two-month-long protests against the neoliberal policies of President Sebastián Piñera and the lack of social rights in that South American nation.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
Noemí Rabassa Fernández, first vice president of the Cuban Friendship Institute, ICAP, says that the island is working harder every day to build prosperous and sustainable socialism. She spoke during the welcoming ceremony of the Nordic Brigade of Solidarity with Cuba. Rabassa delivered the welcoming words to the members of the 63rd Brigade, which took place at the Julio Antonio Mella International Camp in Caimito Municipality, Artemisa. She denounced the United States for tightening the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of Cuba, repeatedly attempting to hinder the development of the country and the welfare of its people. During the ceremony, friends from Denmark, Sweden, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Ukraine laid a wreath in honor of Julio Antonio Mella at the monument to the outstanding student leader at the camp and planted a tree in honor of their stay there. The program of the brigade includes productive work and talks on the foreign policy of the Cuban Revolution and social, political, environmental, and cultural issues. They will visit Pinar del Río province from December 30th to January 2nd to celebrate the new year and the 61st anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution.
Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdés Mesa presided over a political cultural event on Wednesday to mark the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the republics of Cuba and Ghana. The celebration took place at the Latin American School of Medicine, ILAM, where Napoleon Abdoulaye, the Ghanaian ambassador in Havana, recalled that on December the 23rd, 1959, Ghana was the first nation in sub-Saharan Africa to establish diplomatic relations with Cuba. The diplomat pointed out that Cuban support in his country has come in various forms, including security, health, and education. He recalled that for more than 4,000 Ghanaians were educated in the special municipality of the Isle of Youth, with 226 young people graduating from the medical school in Cuba this year. Ana Yancy Rodriguez Camejo, Cuba's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, said that Cuba and Ghana share similar positions in defense of the interests of the nations of the South in different multilateral spheres and maintain a high level of agreement, mainly within the framework of the Group of 77 and China and the Non-Aligned Movement.
The Colombian ambassador to the United States, Francisco Santos, said that he underestimated Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his ability to stay in power and acknowledged that they miscalculated his departure from the government. While at the Colombian embassy in Washington among a small group of journalists, Santos said that we underestimated the ability of Maduro to stay in power. He said that one of his roles as Colombian ambassador to Washington was to keep Venezuela as a priority in the foreign policy agenda in the United States. However, he said, although the sanctions are fulfilling their role, they have not yet achieved the breaking point, and that's what you keep looking for.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban foreign ministry official condemns campaign against Cuban international medical cooperation.
Cuba's economy minister briefs lawmakers on production, business, trade, and monetary measures.
Evo Morales names two possible successors in Bolivia's elections.
Chilean NGO detects caustic soda in water used by riot police.